Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Let's get you ready for the monster matchup Sunday on this radio station, Cowboys Ravens, with Dallas Cowboys color analyst Babe Laufenberg joining us every Thursday at this time on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Good morning, Babe. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. Do you guys want to take your shots at me for the trivia last week? Get them all out right now?
No, I think we did it enough.
Oh, yeah, we're good. Yeah, that's one of those things that can kind of just stand on its own.
I love it. I love it. Hey, I'm on to Cincinnati.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm on to Cincinnati. Okay,
right.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so Lamar Jackson, he's won three division titles. He has not started it or played in a Super Bowl. Dak Prescott has won four division titles. He has not played in or started a Super Bowl. Only one quarterback has won five division titles but never played in a Super Bowl. Can you name him?
Philip Rivers.
I was thinking of him.
That was a good guess, but it's not right. It's a good guess.
That's a great question.
That is a great question. Hang on. I'm going to get this here.
Five division titles, never played in a Super Bowl. Now, he was on the team that made a Super Bowl, but he didn't play.
Bledsoe?
Good. Probably another good guess, but he did play in the Super Bowl. They got beat by Green Bay.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Five division titles. Huh.
McNabb played in one.
McNabb. Sims played in one. Because you said on the team, but didn't play.
Correct.
So Wentz wouldn't have won five.
How Phil about the
Sims,
decade?
By the way, was, I'm gonna, the 90s. Really, no, excuse me. 2000s to the 2010 decade.
Okay.
Played for 15 years or something. Do I have to bring Peyton in?
Peyton.
No,
we're going to get this.
Yeah.
We're going to get this one.
Peyton, give us the answer.
No, Andy Dalton.
No. It'll be Alex Smith, guys. Alex Smith.
There you go.
Oh, that's a good one.
There you go.
He won that many division titles?
Yeah. I mean, they won every year. Hey. Once Manning retired, they won like four in a row, didn't they, in the AFC West?
He wasn't there that long in Kansas City. He would have had to win a lot of them in San Francisco.
Well, they won in San Francisco.
Yeah.
But
not everything is around Peyton.
No. But he won like three in a row after Peyton left. He was there until 2018.
He was a really good quarterback in my mind. But never got to the Super Bowl. So, as you all know, anymore, that's all we judge him on.
All right. I do have something to bust your balls about, though. Not trivia.
Oh, go ahead.
The run game. I was shocked early in the season previewing. We're like, who cares about the run game? It's about the pass. It really doesn't matter. Did the Saints game change your mind about run defense? Don't be stupid.
You can't be that bad. You know what I'm saying? You can be an average running team, and you can be an average run defense, and you can go win the Super Bowl.
Yes.
You really can. So, but you can't get hammered for 200 yards on the ground. So, yeah, but no, it didn't change my mind in terms of, again, I say it a million times, and McCarthy says it, right? He says it in a different way. But big plays come in the passing game.
Yeah.
And points come off big plays. Shoot, we saw New Orleans, 70-yard one-play drive, right? It was great. Cowboys dominated time of possession early, but guess what? They were down because they were giving up big plays to the Saints. Screen pass, right, to Kamara. So the big plays come in the passing game. Points come off big plays. I led a team. If I could take away the pass, I'm going to take away the pass. I don't care about the run.
How bad is this?
Here's the problem. Excuse me. They gave up both the pass and the run against New Orleans. You got to take something away.
How bad is this Ravens matchup from a run defense standpoint?
Well, I guess anytime, you got Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry in the same backfield, you're probably going to have some issues with them. And here's the thing, too. You know, everybody talks about, hey, we're going to run the ball. We're going to run the ball. We're going to be a physical team. We're going to run the ball. And five plays into it, they start throwing it all around. Baltimore has been a top three rushing defense in each of the last, top three rushing offense in each of the last 6 years. So when John Harbaugh says we're going to run the ball, they're going to run the ball. And obviously what makes them unique is Lamar Jackson. It's so funny, too. You know, you guys have been there. You go to a kid's game, you look out, and there's a kid out there, and you just say, man, that kid is really good. He's a lot better than these other little kids. And you go to a high school game, and you say, wow, that one kid really is good. And then college, it gets a little closer, and then you get to the pros, and there's great athletes all over the field, right? And you might be marginally better than the other guy. Lamar Jackson is still the best athlete on the field. You still look at it and say, wow, that number eight's a lot better than the other kids out there, which is crazy when you get to that level, right?
Yeah, he's the most astonishing of the most astonishing athletes in the world. Like that's what happens when you're in the NFL. His throwing compared to early in his career, how is it different?
You know, he's getting better, obviously, and the thing that is funny is he just has such an unorthodox motion, right? It's just not something that you would ever teach or coach, but he's accurate with it. And obviously, you play the run so heavily that, you know, I don't want to say it's easier for him to play quarterback, but when you're focused on, you know, sometimes, obviously, and it'll happen in this game, you put a spy on him. Well, that's taking either a guy out of pass coverage or a guy out of the rush. So he's really playing against 10 guys because all that guy's doing is waiting for Lamar to break the pocket. What do you think about this too, fellas? What do you think about Micah as a spy?
Overshown?
Overshown would have to play to spy, Bobby. Yeah.
You could go. Very good. Very good. That's a trivia question. How do you use a spy if he's not on the field? No, but you put both those guys on the field, and one drops, one, you know, they set the protection to Micah, then Micah becomes a spy. Here's the thing, too. The guy you put out there as a spy is not your best athlete, right? It's your fourth defensive back or fifth defensive back. It's those guys. Now, nobody ever puts their best player, so I'm not saying every play, but Lamar kills you. I mean, Micah gets an outside pass rush on him. He's going to step up and get away from that, right? You can almost guarantee that Micah is going to have a part in that play. If you can get a little rush on Lamar, force him either up in the pocket or out, obviously Micah is big enough to tackle him and fast enough to track him down. That's the big law. Now, trust me, no inside information there. But
Zimmer suggested it the other day.
Well, he kind of, I don't know what he was doing with that. I don't know if he was having fun or.
Yeah,
but I need to suggest it to him. And again, you're not going to give a steady diet of it. The Cleveland game, they dropped Micah and DeMarcus Lawrence both out of, and Bobby probably saw this, but they dropped them both into pass coverage. They're both on the line. They dropped them in the pass coverage. They set the Cleveland set the protection to Micah. All of a sudden, he's dropping, and they got a sack. So your two best pass rushers, right, DeMarcus Lawrence and Micah, drop into coverage, and they got a sack because it screwed up Cleveland's protection. So there's some things you can do.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
We're talking with Babe Laufenberg here on 105.3 The Fan. We're normally below the belt rests, except on Thursdays, but below the belt, typically brought to you by A1 Air. Babe, the offensive line play for the rookies, Beebe, Guyton, what are your thoughts on how they've played? It felt like on a couple different of those reps against New Orleans that some of the games and the stunts were getting to the communication angle for those guys.
Yeah. And I hate to say, I mean, it sounds like I'm an apologist, but you got to remember, these guys are rookies. Guyton has never played left tackle. Beebe has never played center. And they're out there going against, obviously, NFL defensive linemen and stunts, as you said, and twists and all this, and they're seeing it for the first time. But, you know, you just hope it's two steps forward, one step back for them. But, yeah, Guyton has not been, I don't think, as good as people were hoping for. He hasn't been awful, but he hasn't been he hasn't been, you know, great. But again, he's his second game into his pro career, as is Beebe. You just hope that they're going to get better, and you have to think that they will. I think they're both good players, right? We'd agree watching them. They're both good players. But, hey, it takes time. It takes time.
Babe, we know that McCarthy Watch is going to be week to week. Where are you with Coach Watch after 2 weeks?
Well, it is funny. I think the whole NFL is funny, by the way. You know, it's a different era of coaching. It really is. You know, you think of Tom Landry or any of those, Don Shula, go back. You know, you didn't have the two-point decision to be second-guessed, right? You didn't have challenges that are going to be second-guessed. By the way, John Harbaugh was 0 for 2 last week, and the media was getting on him up there on his challenges. Mm-hmm. You know, do I take the ball? Do I defer? They didn't have – the analytic community now weighs in after every play. You know, I mean, it's this instantaneous feedback of you sucked or you're great. And I can't imagine it's as much fun as it once was coaching. And here's the thing, too. McCarthy, you know, he's going to be – if he wins eight more games, if they go 9-8 this year, he's 12th on the all-time win list, right? If he wins the Super Bowl at some point before he retires, you know, he's in the Hall of Fame. He's got 2 Super Bowl wins. He'll be a top 10 winner in the coach. So there's kind of a lot at stake for McCarthy. I don't think he thinks that way. I don't think his ego allows him to think that way. Shoot, you guys can ask him tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we know what the Hall of Fame means. Yeah, we know what the Hall of Fame means to all these guys when they finally get in or knocking on the door. But he wins another Super Bowl. It's a ticket to Canton for him. Now, here, Sirianni, right? I know you don't like his face, but
Tolo.
You know what's funny about Sirianni, too? You look at Dan Campbell, and people that have never met Dan Campbell say, you know, I like that guy. And you look at Sirianni, and people that have never met Sirianni say, yeah, I don't like that guy. But he's been up there 3 years in Philly. He's made the playoffs 3 consecutive years. He's been to a Super Bowl. And he's week to week. And so it's just the coaching thing is, again, I can't imagine it's a whole lot of fun for these guys anymore.
Babe, Bryce Young has reignited the young and rookie quarterback discussion and the way it's handled throughout the league. You're a quarterback.
Yeah.
What's your take on it?
Yeah, I don't want to say I wasn't a huge fan at the start, but, you know, he's on an awful team. We go on and on with that. But you look at the 3 rookie quarterbacks starting right now, Bo Nix, Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams. They've thrown 176 passes. They have yet to throw a touchdown. Yeah. I mean, it's just so hard. I've always been in the philosophy, if I were a coach, if I were a GM, whoever has the say in the thing, I would not start a rookie. I just wouldn't. Caleb Williams obviously has a little bit of a head start on his deal because he is with a good team. They have the Chicago defense is awesome. I think it's underrated because the offense is so bad. But and I do think Caleb Williams will come out the other end. But hey, Gerard Mayo's doing Drake May a favor up in New England by not playing him. You look at the guys too. Tom Brady, right? Maybe the 2 greatest quarterbacks of all time. Tom Brady threw 3 passes his rookie year. Joe Montana didn't become a full-time starter until his 3rd year in the league. And I think they ruin more guys by putting them out there before they're ready than the Troy Aikmans of the world who went 0-11 as a rookie. I was there. I was on the team. I saw it. And who are able to fight through that and get through it mentally and come out the other side. Hey, I was here. People wanted Troy Aikman benched for Steve Walsh. Of course they did.
Yeah,
he hadn't won a game. And I just sitting there, hey, stay the course. But not everybody's like Troy Aikman in terms of that mental toughness of being able to fight through that.
Babe, fantastic trivia recovery. We know you have a fantastic call on Sunday. Thank you. We'll do it again next week.
Thank you. I knew I needed to prove myself to you guys. I knew needed to show you I could do this.
And you beat us on the scoreboard with PayPay. Thank you, brother. Babe Laufenberg on the D&M Leasing Hotline. One of the most entertaining personalities in the world of golf ever, David Ferretti, joins us from our live setup here in Carrollton next on Sean and RJ.